This is the Sakar Murli of 13th of October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have to become deities, so renounce the defects of Maya. To get angry, to beat someone, to harass someone, to perform bad acts, and to steal are all great sins. Question. Which children can quickly go ahead in this knowledge? Which ones experience a loss? Answer. Those who know how to keep their accounts can go ahead very quickly in this knowledge. It is those who don't remain soul conscious who experience a loss. Baba says, businessmen have the habit of keeping their accounts. Therefore, here too, they can go ahead very fast. Song. O man, look at your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you children who are spiritual actors, because it is souls who play parts in this unlimited play. The parts are for human beings. You children are now making effort. Although people study the Vedas and scriptures and worship Shiva, the Father says, no one can attain me through any of those, because the path of devotion is the path of descending. There is salvation through this knowledge. Therefore there must surely also be something through which you descend. This is a play that no one knows about. When they worship a lingam of Shiva, they don't call that the Brahm element. So whom do they worship? They consider that to be God and worship him. When you first began to perform devotion, you created diamond Shivalingams. Then you became poor and so you made them of stone. The diamond Shivalingams at that time must have been worth 4,000 to 5,000 rupees. The present equivalent value must be 500,000 to 700,000 rupees. The diamonds that were used then are now very difficult to find. People have stone intellects, so without having any of this knowledge, they worship stone. When you have this knowledge, you do not worship anyone. Now you only remember the one who is personally in front of you in a living form. You understand that your sins will be absolved by having remembrance. In the song it says, O children, souls are called conscious beings. Once a living soul leaves his body, there is only a corpse. Souls leave their bodies. Souls are imperishable. When a soul enters a body, that body becomes alive. The Father says, O souls, look inside yourselves and see to what extent you have imbibed divine virtues. Are there any vices in you? Do you have any devilish traits of stealing, etc.? By performing devilish acts, you fall and you are unable to claim a high status. You must definitely finish all your bad habits. Deities never get angry with anyone. Here you experience a lot of beatings from devils. Because you are becoming part of the deity community, Maya becomes your enemy. The defects of Maya continue to work. To beat someone, to harass someone, to perform bad acts are all sins. You children must remain very clean and pure. To steal, etc., is a great sin. You have been promising the Father, Baba, you alone and no one else is mine. I will only remember you. Although they sing this on the path of devotion, they don't know what happens by having remembrance. They don't know the Father at all. On the one hand, they say that he is beyond name and form, and on the other hand, they worship a Shivalingam. You have to understand this very well and then explain it to others. The Father says, "Now judge for yourselves whom you should call a great soul. Is Sri Krishna, who is a small child and a prince of the golden age, a great soul? Or is an iron-aged person of today a great soul? Krishna is not born through vice. That is a viceless world, whereas this is a vicious world. You can give many titles to those who are viceless. What title can you give to those who are vicious? Only the one Father can make you elevated. He is the highest on high. All human beings are actors. Therefore, they definitely have to come to play their parts. The Golden Age is a world of elevated human beings. Even all the animals, etc., there are elevated. Maya, Ravan, doesn't exist there. There aren't any degraded animals there. There is no mention of vice in the Golden Age. You know how children will be born there. There is no vice there. There is only power of yoga there." The Father says, "I am making you into deities. Therefore, check yourselves thoroughly. You cannot become the masters of the world without making effort. You souls are points. Similarly, the Father too is a point. There is no question of being confused about this. Some of you say, 'We want to see Baba.' The Father says, 'You have been doing a lot of worshipping of the ones you are able to see. There was no benefit in doing that. I am now explaining everything to you accurately. I am filled with a whole part. I am the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. No child would call his worldly father this. Only the one is called this. Sannyasis don't have children who would call them father. This one is the father of all souls, the one who gives you your inheritance. Sannyasis do not follow a family path. The Father sits here and explains that you are the ones who have taken 84 births. At first you were Sato Pradhan, and you then started to come down. You would not call yourselves supreme now. You consider yourselves to be degraded. The Father repeatedly says, 'The main thing is to check whether you have any vices in you. Write your chart every night. Businessmen always keep accounts. Government servants can't keep accounts. They get a fixed salary. Businessmen can very quickly go ahead on the path of this knowledge. Educated officers can't go ahead as fast. In business today, they can earn 50, and tomorrow they can earn 60. Sometimes there is a loss. The pay of government servants is fixed. In this income too, if you are not soul conscious, you experience a loss. You mothers do not do business. For you it is even easier. It is easy for you kumaris too, because mothers have had to come down the ladder. It is the greatness of those who make so much effort. You Kumaris have not gone into vice, so what do you have to renounce? Men find it difficult. They have to look after their family and their clan. They have to come down the ladder that they have climbed up. Maya slaps them again and again and makes them fall. You have now become BKs. Kumaris are pure. The greatest love a wife has is for her husband. You have to remember the husband of all husbands, the Supreme Soul, and forget everyone else. Parents have attachment to their children. Children are ignorant of attachment. Attachment begins after they get married. First they love their wife, and then they start pushing her up the ladder of vice. A Kumari is viceless, and so she is worshipped. You are called Brahma Kumaris. You become praiseworthy, and you then become worthy of worship. The father is also your teacher. So you children should have the intoxication of being students. God will definitely make you into gods and goddesses. It is explained to you that God is one. All others are brothers. There is no other connection. Creation is through Prajapita Brahma. Then the number grows. It cannot be said that the number of souls grows. It is the number of human beings that grows. There is a limited number of souls. Many continue to come. As long as there are some up there, they will continue to come down. The tree continues to grow. It is not going to dry up. This tree is compared to a banyan tree. There is no foundation, but the rest of the tree is still standing. It is the same with you. There is no foundation, but there is still one or another sign of it. Even now they continue to build temples. Human beings don't know when the kingdom of deities existed or where it went to. It is you Brahmins who have this knowledge. Human beings don't even know that the form of the Supreme Soul is just a point. It is written in the Gita that his form is that of eternal, unlimited light. Previously, many used to have visions according to their devotion. They would become very red. They would say, "Enough, I can't tolerate any more." That was just a vision. The father says, there is no benefit in having visions. Here the main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Just as mercury slips away, in the same way, remembrance also repeatedly slips away. No matter how much one wants to remember the Father, other thoughts emerge. It is in this remembrance that you must race. It is not that your sins will be absolved instantly. It does take time. If you reached the Karmatit stage now, your bodies wouldn't remain. However, no one can attain the Karmatit stage yet. If you did, you would need a golden-aged body. Now you children must only remember the Father. Continue to check yourselves. Do I perform any bad acts? You definitely have to keep a chart. Such businessmen can become rich very quickly. The Father has this knowledge and he is giving it to you. The Father says, this knowledge is fixed in my soul. I will only tell you the knowledge that I told you a cycle ago, in exactly the same way. I will only explain to you children. No one else knows. You know this world cycle. The parts that all actors play are fixed. There cannot be any changes, nor can anyone become free from playing his part. Yes, for the rest of the time they receive liberation. You are all rounders, you take 84 births. All the rest will stay at home and come down later. Those who want eternal liberation will not come here. They will go back at the end. They will not listen to this knowledge. They will come down and go back like mosquitoes. You are studying according to the drama. You understand that Baba also taught Raja Yoga 5,000 years ago. You explain to others that it is Shiv Baba who speaks this. You understand how very elevated you were and how very degraded you have now become. The Father is now making you elevated. Therefore you must make effort. You come here in order to be refreshed. This place is called Madhaban. Baba does not speak the Murlis in your Calcutta or Bombay. The Murli is only played in Madhaban. In order to be refreshed, you have to come to the Father to listen to the Murlis. Many new points continue to emerge. You can feel the difference when you listen to the Murli directly. As you go further, you will see many parts. If Baba were to tell you everything beforehand, all the taste would be lost. Everything emerges gradually. One second is not the same as the next. The Father has come to do spiritual service. Therefore, it is also the duty of you children to do spiritual service. At least tell everyone to remember the Father and to become pure. It is in purity that they fail, because they don't have remembrance. You children should have a great deal of happiness. You are sitting personally in front of the unlimited Father, whom no one knows. Only Shiv Baba is the ocean of knowledge. Remove your intellects from bodily beings. This is Shiv Baba's chariot. If you do not have regard for him, you will have to endure great punishment from Dharamraj. You have to have regard for the seniors. There is so much regard for Adidev. Since there is so much regard for non-living idols, how much regard should there be for the living ones? Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Check yourself and imbibe divine virtues. Remove all bad habits. Promise Baba. Baba, I will never perform any bad acts. 2. In order to attain the Karmatit stage, race in remembrance. Remain present on spiritual service. Have regard for your seniors. Blessing. May you become an intense effort maker and make any difficulties easy by learning the lesson of follow the Father. in order to make any difficulties easy and to achieve success in the last effort, the first lesson you have to learn is follow the Father. It is this first lesson that will bring you close in the last stage. By learning this lesson, you will become free from making mistakes, free from forgetting, and be a constantly intense effort maker. This is because you would find any situation difficult if you use your own intellect instead of following the Father. By not following, you become trapped in a trap of your own thoughts, and it then takes your time and energy. If you continue to follow, both your time and energy will be saved and accumulate. Slogan: in order to imbibe honesty and cleanliness, make your nature easy. Abhyakt signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. The busier you keep yourself in serving with your mind, the more easily you will become a conqueror of Maya. Do not have feeling just for yourself, but also do the service of transforming others with your good wishes and pure feelings. Let there be a balance of your devotional feelings with this knowledge, love and yoga. You have become benevolent, so now become unlimited world benefactors. Om Shanti.